The U.S. battle against ISIS has expanded with a new campaign of airstrikes in the Libyan city of Sirte. The strikes were launched yesterday, and the Pentagon says the campaign could continue for a month. It's aimed at breaking the militant group's stronghold in this coastal region. Here's President Obama speaking today about the strikes and U.S. support for Libya's shaky new unity government.
It is in America's national security interests in our fight against ISIL to make sure that they're able to finish the job. And so we're working in partnership with them to assure that ISIL does not get a stronghold in Libya, even as Libya begins what is going to be a long process to establish a functioning government and security system there.
Life for civilians in Sirte under ISIS control, from what we know, is horrific. There are reported food and fuel shortages, as well as looting, violence, and home seizures. Phil Ewing is NPR's national security editor. He joins us from Washington. Phil, start by telling us what we know about yesterday's airstrikes.
Well, what the Pentagon says is that American warplanes, both human-piloted and remotely operated or drones, attacked a couple of key targets to help the fighters associated with this new interim government, including a tank controlled by ISIS and a couple of vehicles to enable them to make progress in their military campaign to get into the city and eject these ISIS fighters. And what the Pentagon says is as those troops on the ground need help, they will be responsive to requests for assistance for those types of airstrikes in the future.
Phil, ISIS's Libya foothold is the strongest outside of Iraq and Syria and the closest to Europe, but they've been expanding there for months. Why the increased U.S. air power role now?
Well, the U.S. has launched a couple of airstrikes against specific individual terrorists or groups of terrorists over the past several months, but this is the first time the Pentagon says there's been a group of fighters on the ground who are sympathetic to the West and the United States who have had the ability to get momentum going to try and make some gains, and in this case, in the city of Sirte. And so that's what has made the decision for the Defense Department and the President to begin these operations to support their work on the ground there.
We heard that there were plans back in March to bomb some 40 targets in Libya. Why was that plan abandoned?
Well, the Pentagon says that this depends entirely upon the conditions on the ground and specifically the ability of the indigenous forces to make gains and then hold gains as they happen. And so they are letting the American officials in Washington are letting those leaders and those fighters in Libya drive the train here and do as much as they can do and not launch a big military campaign that those forces could not exploit. And so I think the U.S. has been hesitant about doing too much because they don't want to create so much space that they just worsen the chaotic situation in Libya, but pace the action appropriately so that those forces on the ground can make the most advantage out of it.
Phil, briefly, are those local forces up to the task? Libya has been in chaos.
That's a great question. It's a chaotic situation. There are several interim governments all kind of competing to control the situation there. And I don't think anyone knows the answer to that question, but this is the horse that Washington and the West, the European allies, have decided to back. And so they're going to go with it for as long as they can, I think.
NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing, thanks a lot.
Thank you.